Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. I hear that things are still smoky where you are.
They are. The western states still seeing a lot of wildfire activity, although things really improved in Washington and Oregon with some rain late last week and over the weekend. California fires are still burning across parts of Arizona and parts of the Central Rockies. And you know, some of that smoke and haze is going coast to coast. So a lot of folks in the Corn Belt Midwest probably have noticed some haziness as well.
Yeah, and some really spectacular sunsets, I suppose. I guess that's because of, the light dangling off of particles in the air.
Yeah, that is correct. And it does make for spectacular sunrises and sunsets. After a while, though, folks like to see those better visibilities and that cleaner air return, that's for sure.
Now let's talk about what'll be happening here in the Midwest. It's been cool and clear, relatively speaking, dry as well. Things are beginning to come to a head as it relates to harvest, all the way from the Dakotas to Ohio. What are conditions for the next week going to be?
Well, in the short term, we're going to continue with this pretty quiet weather. Now, as we get on into the Thursday-Friday time frame, we will see a little bit of rain in some of the northern areas. Most importantly, we're going to see parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, parts of northeastern areas of Illinois, and eastern areas of Iowa get a little rain shower activity. It doesn't look like a lot. The heavier stuff will go north. Then as we get into the weekend and early next week, we do see at least the northern areas of the Corn Belt seeing the best chances for rain, while the central Corn Belt, central southern Indiana, most of central southern Illinois, most of Missouri, parts of Ohio, at least a week from today, really not seeing much in the way of precipitation. Now, there will be some cooler weather coming towards the middle to the end of next week. That may bring a better chance for moisture. But I would say, other than those northern areas I mentioned, harvest conditions are looking good.
So it sounds like things should progress even into the end of the month pretty well. What's the beginning of October look like?
Well, that is interesting because we're seeing some signals in our long-range charts of the amplification of the jet stream, which is just a fancy word, Todd, for some bigger dips coming out of Canada, causing some larger troughs of low pressure that would bring more of a cooler, wet weather pattern for the beginning of October. Trick is it going to be more in the central part of the United States or further west into the Plain States? And that's something we've got a week or so to figure out.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.